All right, everybody, we have a lot of breaking news this morning as the war with Iran has now hit the point of no return. This is getting very bad for the United States as markets are in a frenzy, oil prices are surging, and oil experts are saying that they have chills looking at the charts this morning. This is after the Strait of Hormuz has been effectively closed, therefore choking off the globe of 20 to 30% of its oil. At the same time, this administration is so desperate to not have oil prices surge that they have lifted sanctions off of Russia's ability to sell oil to India. So India can now buy oil from Russia, which gives Russia more money to bomb Ukraine. And then right after that, we learn that Russia is actually giving intelligence to Iran to help them out. So Donald Trump has caused a global mess. And I'm honestly like getting chills at how humiliated we are on the global stage. This is so incredibly embarrassing. Donald Trump ran in 2024 on this idea that America was being humiliated or laughed at on the global stage. But ever since he got into office, we have seen a unique amount of weakness combined with antagonism towards our allies, which is like the worst possible combination. He'll be very, very soft on Russia, lay out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin, but then when Zelensky visits the Oval Office, he's screaming in Zelensky's face. We see this framework time and time again where he disrespects our allies, but then boosts up our enemies. Now let's break down what's happening because, first of all, the loss of human life that we've seen over the past 6 days should disturb everybody, and it is being underreported. I don't even want to jump right into like oil and gas prices because this is a bit arbitrary compared to the 175 school children that were killed on day one of the strikes. Mainly school girls, the reporting is. Just absolutely despicable. And then we learned that 6 U.S. service members have passed away. One of them was a 20-year-old named Declan Cody. Just a really sweet, genuine kid, it seemed. Very, very despicable. We've also seen over 1,000 Iranians die. This is after the Iranian regime killed 30,000 in January after Trump told people to go protest. The loss of human life is disgusting, and the United States is causing this. This is not a defense of the Iranian regime. We should all want to see the Iranian regime dismantled, dissolved, and the liberation of the Iranian people, but the United States can't just cause all of this death and destruction and think that we can wipe our hands clean. It's despicable and disgusting. But going back to this, because this is genuinely a catastrophe for the Trump administration, I'm going to say it right now, this will likely cost them the midterms. This gas price breakdown will likely cost them the midterms. What is the biggest indicator that people drive past every single day on their way to work? It's not like January 6th. No, that's quite arbitrary to people. People aren't thinking about Ukraine every single day, unfortunately. That's arbitrary to people. What people think about every single day on their way to work are the gas price signs that they see planted on, you know, like every half a mile. I don't know, in my hometown in Indiana, there were a lot of gas stations. You could see always on the way to work or the way to school what the gas prices were. It's a very visible indicator that people track. And now that indicator is skyrocketing. Let me just show you. So the energy minister of Qatar just said, quote, "Qatar expects all Gulf energy producers to shut down exports within weeks and drive oil to $150 a barrel." That's what the country's energy minister told the Financial Times. Quote, "Everybody that has not called for force majeure, we expect to do so in the next few days if this continues. All exporters in the Gulf region will have to try to stop this." Oil prices have now increased by 50% so far this year. Oil prices continue to skyrocket as the de facto shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz lingers, blocking the flow of energy out of the Middle East. And just to break down, the Strait of Hormuz is a very narrow shipping lane in the Persian Gulf that connects to the Gulf of Oman. You can see a chart right here to make it super simple. This very narrow shipping lane is responsible for roughly 20 to 30% of the world's oil passing through it. It is between Iran, it is between the United Arab Emirates, and Oman. So these three countries make up the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran is the vast majority of it. They are quite literally able to just choke it off, block it, and that is causing a massive spike in oil prices. Oil prices continue to skyrocket. U.S. oil prices were up by another 6% to $85.85 a barrel in recent trading, the highest intraday price since April of 2024. Oil prices have now increased by 50% so far this year, and Patrick DeHaan, who's the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, like the largest analysis firm in the world, said, "Waking up and looking at the oil markets gave me the chills. That's definitely rare. Not great news incoming. We'll be at it all day sharing new data and analysis." And we will as well on the Adam Mochler channel, by the way. So make sure if you haven't, you drop a like on this video and subscribe to the feed, because we are going to be relentless in the truth, the fact-checking, and the breaking news. We have a lot of people spreading lies out here, so we will continue to fact-check it. Let me show you the most readily available indicator of crude oil futures. You can just look this up on Google right now. Literally just look up oil prices or crude oil futures. And if you zoom the chart out to even the 6 month, oof, that looks really bad. Here's a 6 month chart. Over the past 6 months, you see a massive spike. Let's see what the 1 year looks like. Ooh, just a massive spike. But if you zoom it out on the 1 day chart, we have seen 34% increase in crude oil futures just over the past month. That's a massive increase. And as Brian Sozzi points out, over the past few days, no ships at all have been going through the Strait of Hormuz, that very narrow shipping lane I was just talking about. The number of ships leaving the Persian Gulf has plummeted since Sunday, so about 5 days ago. The war started on Saturday. You can see, day by day, the amount of ships leaving through the Persian Gulf is dropping. Oil tankers, the black, dropping. LPG tankers, basically non-existent. LNG tankers, non-existent. No container ships, just bulk carriers coming through by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is going to have global effects. Trump is humiliating us on the global stage, and this isn't even the most humiliating thing he's done over the past few days. Have you guys seen this viral clip of him putting a medal on a veteran? I've never seen anything like this. We're going to talk about Russia in just 1 second, because Trump is giving them so much leeway to restart their war, re-energize their war because of this. But let's just watch this embarrassing clip very, very quickly. Why is it so awkwardly quiet? But look at this. Is he going to choke him? Is he about to choke this guy? Okay, there's no way. This is so awkward. He's whispering, "You put it on wrong, you fucking idiot." There's no way a medal is supposed to be this short on someone's neck. It's like a necklace here. Okay, this video is rather serious, so I thought we'd show Trump humiliating himself in a different way. But going back to the breaking news, Ron Filipkowski points out, "We had similar scenes playing out all over the world at different ports of entry in 2021 during COVID because shipping was frozen due to global inflation. But here in the US, we blame Biden because we had a lot of stupid people." Just think about this. The shipping lanes that closed and the global inflation due to COVID was nobody's fault, really. We all tried to manage it, but it was rough. Donald Trump was the president during most of it, and then Biden got blamed for the subsequent inflation, but the inflation was worldwide. What we're seeing today between Israel, Iran, and the United States, this is what we call an unforced error, in the sense that, like, our enemies didn't force us to do this. Nobody struck first. Nobody fired first. We were roped into this by Israel, and now we are stepping on the rake, causing a global catastrophe. If you look at this video, it's a speed lapse of the Strait of Hormuz over the last 24 hours. So the white that you see is the river. This is the river, or the passageway right here. And if you see, there's like nobody passing through it. Maybe one ship. One ship passed through it, maybe two. And these are all just bulk carriers, not oil tankers. That is very bad for the future of gas prices over the next few weeks. And let me just point out what I find to be also very concerning. This one fills me up with so much rage. I just have to laugh as a mechanism, but this one makes me so incredibly mad. I care about self-determination a lot. Of course, of the Iranian people, but I don't think we should just start a war with Iran and kill a bunch of Iranians. That's effing awful. I care about the self-determination of the Ukrainian people as well, and the Palestinian people, people in the West Bank and people in Gaza. We are firm about that. But Donald Trump has been so weak on Ukraine. He has ceded so much ground to Russia that this is just the cherry on top. This is inexcusable. We learned early this morning that the United States is temporarily easing sanctions on Russian oil sales to India. So the United States had put sanctions on India and said you can no longer buy oil from Russia, which is good because they were giving Russia money. They were trading with Russia. Russia would use that money to arm their military, to then make their oligarchs richer, to keep everybody at the top rich while people at the bottom are just starving and being sent to war. So it was just an awful situation. We said, stop buying oil from Russia. But now the United States said, shit, we really need to have some sort of oil from somewhere. So India, it would be really nice if you could buy some oil from Russia again so the global shortage isn't blamed entirely on us and Israel. Obviously, this is just despicable, but as they report, the U.S. is temporarily easing sanctions on Russian oil sales to India to address supply shortages and reduce the impact of the surge in prices in the wake of U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. The decision to ease sanctions represents a major shift in policy. Oh my lord, the entire global order is rapidly unraveling, as it has been over the past year or so, but it is unraveling even faster because right off the back of that news, today at 6 a.m. we learned that Russia is providing Iran intelligence to target U.S. forces, and we are now funding that. Just think about this. We are allowing Russia to have more and more money by easing the sanctions we have on their allies. They're called secondary sanctions. Russia gets more money and then uses that money to target U.S. forces in the Middle East. They are an enemy of America, and Donald Trump is not only going soft on them, he is regressing on whatever hardline policy he did have because he fucked up so badly with Iran because he couldn't say no to Netanyahu. Netanyahu pulled him into this. And then we learned Stephen Swinford. I touched on this earlier for just 1 second, but I want to reiterate. He says this is quite something. Qatar's energy minister just told the Financial Times that war in the Middle East, quote, could bring down the economies of the world. He says it will hit growth, push up energy bills, lead to shortages of products. We're already seeing the Strait of Hormuz being choked off and strangled. They say even if the war ended, this will not be good for the United States. At the same time, for some just domestic politics really quickly, U.S. companies were just denied refunds on Trump's illegal tariffs. God, there's just so much going on right now. I wanted to bring that up as well. Think about it. Trump is squeezing American families with his tariffs. He's squeezing American families by not allowing healthcare premiums to be subsidized. He's squeezing American families by increasing gas prices. And now, all of his illegal wars and illegal tariffs are culminating in such a way where we are all absolutely screwed. Do you think he bears the brunt of this? He doesn't give a shit. He literally does not care what we go through. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.